victims of Hurricane Sandy included animals. Last year's flooding in Manhattan killed thousands of lab animals used for research on diseases such as depression and cancer. This morning, we have the story of a scientist who was working to rebuild a mouse colony and protect it. Here's NPR's John Hamilton.
Just hours before Sandy reached New York, Gordon Fischel realized that animals housed in a basement below his lab were in danger.
I knew when I looked at the weather map at 5 o'clock and realized Hurricane Sandy and high tide were going to coincide at Battery Park, which is right where my lab is.
Fischel is a brain scientist at New York University who lives outside the city. The next day, as he tried to get back to his lab, he says his worst fears were confirmed.
I got through to one of my postdocs who had been there since 7 in the morning. And then I asked, well, how about the mice? And he said he was really sorry, but they were gone.
Fischel describes the loss in a commentary in this week's issue of the journal Nature. He says his first concern was for the young scientists in his lab. Some had lost more than a year of work. But Fischel was also disturbed that thousands of animals had died unnecessarily.
It is hard to express how close a partnership we have with these animals. I mean, they really are what tells us everything we learn about what we care most about, which in our case is brain function. But they're living, breathing individuals.
And very hard to replace. Fischel's lab studies how cells in the brain communicate and what goes wrong in diseases like epilepsy and bipolar disorder. The research depends on mice that have been genetically altered. Fortunately, Fischel had sent some of these mice to researchers at other institutions. And when those scientists heard what had happened, they responded.
Long before I had a chance to send any emails, emails were pouring in from everyone, from my very good friends to my very fierce competitors, to say, what can we do? Can we send you mice? Can we take your people and do research here? Can we help you pick up an experiment sooner?
Right away, Fischel began rebuilding his research program. He also began thinking about how to protect lab animals from disasters. That's something the University of Texas has been working on since 2001. Brad Goodwin, a veterinary scientist there, says that was the year a tropical storm flooded the university's Health Science Center in downtown Houston.
We had 12 feet of water in a basement, so every animal in our basement did drown.
Goodwin says all the research institutions in Houston were caught off guard.
This is not something you learn in veterinary school. This is not something you learn in management classes. This is something you learn by totally school of hard knocks, if you would. And it's devastating, and I will never, ever get over this.
Goodwin says after the flood, the university developed a new strategy.
We were 7 years replacing our facility, and it's actually 6 floors. So the first 4 floors are research laboratories, and the top 2 floors are the vivarium, or the animal housing.
Gordon Fischel says New York University also plans to move its animals to higher floors. In the meantime, his lab is recovering more quickly than he thought possible. He says one reason is something that happened after he'd been told all the mice were dead.
About 4 days later, the relief crews broke through the roof to the top of where the animal colony was and realized that about 10-12% of all the mice survived.
They lived because just before the storm arrived, workers moved some mouse cages to the highest racks possible, just in case. John Hamilton, NPR News.